Have a good evening.
You too, sir.
Case number 11229, Elizabeth Russell, at the intersection of Route 1, Coastal Highway, and Carolina Street, being part of lots 5 and 6 within Killen's Addition development. Tax map ID, District 334, map 20.9, parcel 168. A variance from the height requirement for a fence on a corner lot.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Elizabeth Russell, 219 Carolina Street, now 38435 East Carolina Street, for changed for safety purposes, and 3542 Albemarle Street, Washington, D.C.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I brought show and tell.
If you've got exhibits, if you can take them down to Ms. Thibodeau at the end there. Thank you.
We don't like to share.
I only have four of the written answers. I actually have five, but I need one because I'm nervous.
I'll share with Jamie.
You're nervous, so am I.
Just take your time, ma'am. You'll try to.
This is an 1870s cottage, which I was given to understand was moved to the position where it is in the 1940s. I have been going there as a vacation with my family since 1970s, and we purchased it in 1998, and we use it as for our own vacation, and also we rent it to other families. The application, I came to ask for a fence permit and found that I could only have a 3-foot-high fence along Route 1. Our barrier there, the trees are dying out from the bottom, and I'm going to, within the next couple of years, have to take them out completely. But we no longer have a sound or safety barrier between the property and Route 1, which, as you know, has been widened, and now, for safety reasons, also has a bike alley and a sidewalk, which is quite nice. The uniquely challenging situation is the traffic control and also the use of the property for full enjoyment of the family and the other families. We have now a situation where over the last 3 years I've had requests from our recidivists who come every year to do something to close the lot because of the babies, the dogs, and now we have several elderly grandmothers who have wandering issues. Dementia is setting in. So what I propose to do is put a high fence along the street and a picket fence along our front, which fronts Carolina Street, and enclose the lot that way. The sister of this house is only 9 feet behind us. Evidently, it was one house at some time, I've been told. My neighbor has no objections and actually thinks that if you approve mine, she would like to do the same thing, and we'll be around to see you. I don't think that it will change the neighborhood. I've included pictures of the property across Route 1 from mine directly, and also a block and a half down, which shows a high fence and then a graduation to a smaller fence, which is what I intend. And part of the reason for that is there's a utility pole, and my property, as you can see marked there, is cut. There's an angle on the corner, and that's where there is a box and utilities, and that's where I would step. That's where I would step down and come around to the picket fence, which I expect to be the right height. I also talked to all my neighbors on the cul-de-sac, and while none of them felt that this evening they'd like to come and support this, no one had any objections.
Okay.
All right. Though there were lots of opinions as to what kind of picket fence should be in the front and where the gate should be.
What color?
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Start again, Mr. Rickards?
Yes, okay, you're talking about putting a 7-foot fence up on the 30 feet there in the front when you're, are you looking at your plat? Look at your plat.
I think I gave you my...
You presented it to us.
Yep.
Okay, is that where you're thinking about putting up the 7-foot fence?
The 7-foot fence would be along the 43.
Okay.
And then where it says 30S.
Right. That too?
Yeah, that would be inside the property line. That's where I would step it down. And then the 62 would be...
Seven
foot.
I beg your pardon?
Would that be 7 foot on the 62 also?
No, three. Whatever
three.
Whatever the normal height is.
Three on the 62.
Yes.
Three and a half.
And also three on the 63 that goes along the driveway.
Okay.
And I will cut it to the house because the neighbor, as I said, there is no back to the back of my house and the side of my neighbor. There's only a 9-foot space. I think these were conjoined family homes at one time. There's only a walking alley there.
Ma'am. Well, it looked like the one you got across the street doing the same thing. It looked like that one. That's what I was going to do, step right on down.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought you were doing.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I wanted
that's
to step
wanted
it down where the cutoff is.
Yeah, like you got it here.
Okay.
Yes. Across the street, yes.
Yeah, so you see, there's an angle here.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to step it down there, and partly that's for traffic safety, because you see, when you're at a corner that's busy like that, you need to be able to see.
True. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's how you were going to do this with North Street. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Because the other way, we were thinking it would be a safety hazard, which traffic. But now that you said what you're doing.
No, that's why I included both the flat fence across
right.
the street where they didn't do that
okay.
and the one down the block where they did step it down.
Right.
That cleared that up. That's my question next, too.
So this,
thank you.
This last photo you have, where is that one located in proximity?
A block and a block, one
okay.
block.
So
I marked it on the map. There's a map that looks like this, and you can see my dot, and you can see where that one is.
Is it the one near Dodd Avenue, Rogers and Dodd, it looks like? There's something
yes.
highlighted?
Yes, it's between Dodd and Rogers.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't have much visibility with those trees up there anyway, do you?
I beg your
There's
pardon?
Trees that are there.
Now, I'm constantly cutting them back since the county was good enough to put the sidewalk in because,
right.
and they're dying up from the bottom anyway. So what I'm going to have to do is take them all out and have them the stumps dug out. And before I do that, I want to make sure I can have a fence.
Gotcha.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
And I have no further questions. You had answered mine earlier.
I have one.
Mr. Sharp?
You had mentioned the bike path and the sidewalk. Were those put in after you bought the house?
Yes.
Okay.
Just as was my number changed, which I still resent, even though I know it's a safety
factor. Okay.
And that sidewalk you've indicated had led to the deterioration of your trees. Is that right?
Yes, it has. Trees, yeah. Here's the bike path.
Okay.
And there's the sidewalk. And this, you can't see because it's not street level. These have been cut up so that people don't walk into them.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
By Sussex County. Not Sussex Trees.
Okay.
Not Sussex County. Sussex Trees is the contract.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has given substantial reasons for wanting the variance and has stated the standards for relief and for granting a variance. She has also submitted that tonight in verbally and also in writing. So I believe the applicant's request is reasonable, and the variances are met the standards of the standards for relief. So I would approve the case number and make a motion that we approve case number 11,229 for there's a uniqueness to the property, which the applicant has so stated in the uniqueness, and I won't, and that's in writing. A variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and that's applicant has stated that. And the unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,229. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Mr. Chairman, I agree, and I think the applicant has addressed the standards well. And regarding standard for cannot have been created by the applicant, I think that it's just a matter of her wanting to maintain her privacy, and the environment around her property has changed, and therefore she needs the variance to continue to enjoy her privacy.
Okay, Mr. Eisen?
Aye for all these reasons that have been stated.
And again, Mr. Berger?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,229 is approved.
Thank you very
much. You managed that very well.